Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's that time of year when we're listening to commencement addresses, graduation speeches, perhaps it's the valedictorian or the special alumnus who comes back and speaks at the alma mater. I'd like to hear from you the graduation speech or commencement address that really stood out to you. Maybe it was a big name who appeared at your college or at your high school. Or maybe it was someone you'd never heard of before but said something that was really inspirational, really stayed with you these years following. We're at 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. Also, if you had a commencement address that was just a dud, it really bombed, you can share that with us too, and why it fell flat with the audience. 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Let's go back to 2011, Northwestern University, the commencement speech given by alumnus of the school, Stephen Colbert, who talked about students chasing their dreams, and if you fail to achieve them, you're not a loser.
After I graduated from here, I moved down to Chicago to do improvisation. Now, there are very few rules to improv, but one of the things I was taught early on is that you are not the most important person in the scene. Everybody else is. And if everybody else is more important than you are, you will naturally pay attention to them and serve them. But the good news is you're in the scene too. So hopefully to them, you're the most important person and they will serve you. No one is leading. You're all following the follower, serving the servant. You cannot win improv. And life is an improvisation.
A decade ago, Northwestern University's commencement address, Stephen Colbert. Again, I want to hear from you which commencement addresses or graduation speeches really stood out, either because they were great or because it was embarrassing or fell totally flat. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. I have to say, as one who's given commencement addresses, it can be challenging because you don't necessarily have firsthand knowledge of the audience that you're addressing. And you do the research, you try and get a sense of the culture and the types of coursework the graduates are going to be undertaking, what the composition of the graduation class is, the history of the school, all of those things as part of the research of doing the address. But it can be very challenging. And sometimes it just sings, it works beautifully. Other times, not quite so successful. NPR has put together a list of the best commencement speeches, and we have a link to it on our AirTalk segment page at kpecc.org. Kimberly joins us from Westchester. Kimberly, which of those speeches that you've heard has really stayed with you?
The speech that really got me was the speech I heard at my commencement in 1984. Our speaker was Kate Graham, who was at the time the Washington Post owner-publisher. And what blew me away about her speech, first of all, I'm seeing a woman standing up before me who runs an incredibly important national newspaper. And at the time, that was pretty impressive and pretty unusual. But what really got me was her discussion about her decision to roll with the Watergate story and the notion that here's a woman who has a lot of financial stake in her company, the Washington Post, but she was more concerned about doing the right thing as a citizen, having to make a moral decision, knowing that she was sort of lighting the fuse of a bomb that was going to really shake things up. So in the decade of greed is good, and where everyone I knew was graduating with pre-professional degrees to go off and make a lot of money, this was an impressive example to me of a different way of thinking about your role in the world.
Kimberly, I wonder if you saw that Spielberg film, The Post, and Meryl Streep playing Catherine Graham in the film, if that at all, if you did see, if that sort of brought back memory of that speech.
Totally. Yes. Yeah. Because she was a deeply moral person. And, you know, you can kind of tell authenticity. I didn't feel like she was reading a speech somebody wrote for her.
Yeah.
You know, she was speaking from a very personal place about a very, she knew as a citizen, she was making a huge decision that was going to have a gigantic impact. And she felt her, quote, love for America called her to, quote, do the right thing.
And Kimberly, what's your alma mater again? I don't recall if you said the school.
Duke University.
Very good. Kimberly, thank you so much. Kimberly in Westchester, talking about the commencement speech, which has stayed with her the most, Catherine Graham, publisher of the Washington Post, 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Want to hear your favorites. Matt D'Angelo-Antonio, our line producer today, said his graduating class a decade ago at Syracuse featured the address from Craig Venter, who mapped the human genome. Matt's, his memory's a little fuzzy, but what stayed with him was Venter's claim that the vast majority of humanity would perish of communicable disease. That was not the inspirational quote that Matt was hoping for from a big deal speaker like Craig Venter. He said the year after he graduated, Aaron Sorkin, an alum of Syracuse, was the commencement speaker, and that speech is in the NPR database of best commencement speeches, writer, director Aaron Sorkin. We're at 866-893-KPECC. Hilda, in Sherman Oaks, what was the speech and what was most memorable about it?
The speech was at my law school commencement, and it was an official from the UN who decided that it would be good to describe particular scenes of chaos he saw during the Rwandan genocide, including mutilations and such, and describe them in detail.
Oh, that obviously not inspirational, all too real and tragic. Did the speaker at least end on some kind of an inspirational note or not?
The wrap-up was, and so it's these kinds of atrocities around the world that you knew love. You know, graduates are going to go address and correct. And I guess he tried to end it on a good note, but it didn't go over well.
Yeah, trying to set, you know, what the high stakes are in so much of law. Hilda, I appreciate it. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. You can tweet who the favorite speaker is and what that person said that was so memorable for you, or you can post on the Air Talk Facebook page. 866-893-5722. We'll be back in just 1 minute. Talking about the best commencement addresses and graduation speeches, what one were you present for that really made an impact on you positively or negatively? In 2016, President Obama spoke to graduating seniors at Howard University and talked about wisdom he received from his grandmother.
So don't try to shut folks out. Don't try to shut them down, no matter how much you might disagree with them. You know, there's been a trend around the country of trying to get colleges to disinvite speakers with a different point of view or disrupt a politician's rally. Don't do that. No matter how ridiculous or offensive you might find the things that come out of their mouths. Because as my grandmother used to tell me, every time a fool speaks, they are just advertising their own ignorance. Let them talk. Let them talk. If you don't, you just make them a victim. And then they can avoid accountability.
That's President Obama speaking to Howard University graduates back in 2016. Mark in Culver City writes on the page at Stanford commencement, Donald Kennedy, the president of the university, annually quoted Adlai Stevenson from his 1954 address to the Princeton senior class. I think of these words every year about this time. And Mark quotes, "Your days here are short. This is the last of your springs. And now in the serenity and quiet of this lovely place, touch the depths of truth. Feel the hem of heaven. You will go away with old good friends, and don't forget when you leave why you came." The quote from Adlai Stevenson that Stanford President Donald Kennedy annually quoted. Jeffrey writes on the page, "Watch Dallas High School senior Paxton Smith's powerful pro-choice graduation speech she made earlier this week. She had the courage to abandon her vetted talk and deliver a scathing condemnation of the recently passed Texas heartbeat anti-choice legislation. She's a voice we're sure to be hearing from again." That's Jeffrey writing on the AirTalk page. Daniel in Downey, I understand you just got your master's in public health. Congratulations. And who spoke at your graduation?
Yeah, thanks, Larry. So I got my MPH in infectious disease and vaccinology. Very timely.
Yeah, boy, you couldn't have picked that better timing.
I thought it was cool back in 2019. So, you know, we're OGs. And Dr. Vivek Murthy, so the Surgeon General of the United States, currently and under the Obama administration, gave our commencement speech. And he did a really, really beautiful speech talking, and it was timely for the times now, about how even somebody as distinguished and established as him has learned that the important thing for public health practitioners and people in our field is really remembering the human connections that drove us to do this kind of work. And I think it's available for free on the UC Berkeley School of Public Health website. And I'd highly recommend your listeners take a listen if they've got the time.
That's great. Daniel, thank you so much. Raphael in Fullerton said, 10 years ago at my cousin's graduation, Tommy Lasorda spoke. He told a story about three graduates. One gets a car, one gets $10,000. The third has nothing. So she turns to her father and asks for a gift. The dad says, "I'm giving you something more important. I'm giving you the world. Go out and earn it." Raphael says that always struck with him. Let's talk with Jorge in Long Beach. Share with us the speaker for your commencement.
Oh, hey, Jerry. Thanks for letting me in. I love your show.
Thank you.
So for my commencement ceremony, we had one of the past COOs from the Lockheed Martin Corporation, and his background was in the sciences, and I was graduating for electrical engineering. And what struck me really struck a chord with me was during his speech, he, instead of like focusing on his successes, he focused on his failures and really kind of started mentioning things like, you know, when you see my title and you see the person I've become, you know, you don't think like, hey, it took me three tries to get through the higher level math courses, or I failed the class. You know, sometimes we get so much on like how awesome we are. But what really also defines us, the other half of that, is our failures. And that really struck a chord with me, because I feel like, especially in the sciences, you cannot admit to failure.
Jorge, I'm so glad you raised this, because I think it's a terrific message to encourage people to take those risks. Just 3 years ago, soccer star Abby Wambach spoke to Barnard College's graduating class about her disappointment.
During that last World Cup, my teammates told me that my presence, my support, my vocal and relentless belief in them from the bench is what gave them the confidence they needed to win us that championship. If you're not a leader on the bench, then don't call yourself a leader on the field. You're either a leader everywhere or nowhere. And by the way, the fiercest leading I've ever seen has been done between mother and child. Parenting is no bench. It just might be the big game. Wolfpack, wherever you're put, lead from there.
That's 2018 commencement address at Barnard College. Soccer star Abby Wambach, and she talked about her disappointment when she wasn't named a starter in her final World Cup. Obviously talking about her ability to exhibit leadership despite not being on the field. We're talking about commencement addresses and graduation speeches that really made an impression, either positively or negatively. Geraldine in Valley Village says, I don't remember who the speaker was, but he said, never say no to something. Just say yes and figure it out along the way. I was working in TV production at the time and moved to LA with that attitude, and I think it really helped me. That's Geraldine in Valley Village talking about her experience with the graduating class and the commencement. You can share your favorite on the AirTalk page throughout the course of the day, where we also have that NPR list of the best commencement speeches over the years. Well, I hope you'll join us tonight at 6:30 for our Film Week and Chill live event. We'll come into your home with it. You can still sign up at kpcc.org/in-person as we remember the hilarious 1980 comedy Airplane. I've got Jim Abrahams, Jerry and David Zucker, who are the writer and directors, joining us. Looks like Robert Hayes, co-star of the film, will likely be with us as well. And Lorna Patterson played one of the flight attendants in the film, also scheduled to join us. So it'll be a lot of fun. I've got abundant clips of some of the funniest scenes of Airplane. Great chance to get away from the heaviness of the world tonight at 6:30. kpcc.org/in-person. Have a great day.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.